Yes, good evening. My name is Dimple Seussberry, 1404 Conroy Street, Bryan, Texas. And I'm here about some concerns in the Castle High community, of which I've been a resident for 50-plus years. And some of the things that the community as a whole we're facing is, for one thing, the lack of seeing our police officers out there, not just when they're coming to arrest someone or warrant, but just to have a visual, a presence of them in our community. Also, the street, as far as when it's a heavy rainfall, the flooding that occurs in our community, also our parks.
Sorry, I missed that.
Also our parks, but mainly it's, and another concern was about in case of fire, and there was a fire not too long ago out in our community. I do commend the Bryan Fire Department. They were there. They did their jobs in an excellent manner, but they had to block off all of the entrance of coming into that area from Conroy Street because there are no fire hydrants that service. There's one on High Street, and then the next one that would service George or Tisdale, there's not one. So they have to run hoses from High Street down Conroy, around Castle, back up to George in order to do their job. They did a wonderful job, but we're just saying, what would happen? That was time that was wasted that could have been used fighting that fire instead of running those hoses. And I don't know how many there are on the front side of Castle, because we always said the other side of Castle Lake, and that's the creek. And I was looking on the line in the advertisement for Castle Lake area, and it was telling the length of the street and all that. But it fails to say that on Castle, part of that street is a trail, is a creek. And then it tells about the parks and all that. It's not a nature trail there. It's just a trail. It's brush. It's debris. It's a breeding area for mosquitoes and whatever else you might have there. But those are some of the concerns. Since I've been 10 and out there, I have seen some improvements. Thank you for the water, the sewage, the partial payment. But we'd like to see some of our tax dollars being used in our community. And I thank you for listening, and I'm not going to use all of my 3 minutes.
Thank you, ma'am. Our next speaker is...
My name is George Edward Lewis, Sr. I live at 1201 Clark Street. My concerns are concerning the conditions in Castle Heights and the community where I've lived for about 25 years. We need some help out there concerning our streets. Our streets are very narrow, especially many others, but the one I live on is Clark. There's been a numerous amount of residences have been moved out and on that street. I think about 20 or more. I counted about 20 in the last 25 years, and it's really polluted with residences there. We are concerned about getting a major thoroughfare built on that street that we might have another outlet. The thoroughfare would be coming from 21 Highway to Old Reliance Road. It dead ends down below the street that's next to my house there. But we want a major thoroughfare, and also we're concerned about the creek condition out there. There's been some blockage, and we want to try to get everything fixed up for the people so they won't be flooded out. We have had some floods and things that caused a lady to lose a house. And also we need curb. We have ditches right now, but we want to eliminate the ditches and try to get a wide street and have some sidewalks for the safety of the pedestrians and the children that are out there, because cars and things are being parked on the streets, and it prevents safe passage for the school buses and other things, other people that come in through the trash trucks and different things of this nature. The major thoroughfare would be a great help, and also rerouting for the school district, I believe, going to those different schools. And And we need also, if that road is made through there, we need a bridge that will be sufficient to have the water that flows through there, just like the one on 21 Highway, that creek that runs down under 21 Highway and runs out through the community. We'd like for that have a bridge that will supply the flow of water there. And we thank you very much. We are so glad that we have an opportunity to speak for our community.
Thank you, sir.
I'm John McBride. My address is 1143 Stanley Trail, Bryant, Texas. I'm here in support of the community of Castle Heights. 50 years plus, Castle Heights community has been in existence. 50 years plus, landowners and homeowners have paid taxes to Brazos County. 50 years plus, the city of Bryant has taken its share of the tax money. I've talked and listened to citizens of Castle Heights. They verbalize numerous problems in their community. Problems such as flooding and heavy rain. This has been going on for years, not a year, 4 years, years, like 10 or 30 years. I do not have the ability, I don't have the time to itemize each of the situations, but I'm quite sure that there are council members and city employees that are aware of the circumstances that are going on a continual basis in the Castle Heights community. So what I'm here for today is to ask the mayor and the city councilmen, city councilmen to put their heads together and come up with some resolutions and solve these problems of the community of Castle Heights. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Larry Gilbert. I reside at 2902 Highway 21 West. I'm here tonight in support of the Castle Heights community. First of all, I want to thank Councilmember Pena for allowing us to have a town hall meeting. The last meeting was over 27 people there concerned about the Castle Heights area. I'm sitting back here listening to some of the concerns of the citizens of Castle Heights. I heard about the fire hydrants. If you look in the records 30 years ago, I built a new house at 1412 George. I was very concerned about the fire hydrant because that helps me with my insurance. I brought it to the fire department's attention 30 years ago, and there's still no fire hydrant. I'm asking y'all tonight to please give those people in the Castle Heights community some help. The next thing is flooding issue. I would like to ask the council to get someone to go in the creek behind the park and go to Old Reliance Road and figure out why all of a sudden we got a flooding issue there. The fire department had to rescue an elderly lady because of the flooding. If we could get someone in the creek, they will find out why it's choked up in between the park and Old Reliance Road. The next thing we checked out is one of the gentlemen spoke about a retention pond. If you look in the records, the city of Bryant owned block 13, 1 through 18. They owned that property. If you look at block 11, 1 through 4, the city of Bryant owned that. So look like to me, if we put our heads together, we could do some in-house to save some of those elderly persons out there from the flooding issue. No sidewalks. 50 years ago, I lived out there, and on the west end of the park, if you ride through, you'll notice no sidewalks over there. One of the gentlemen spoke about taxes. Over 50 years ago, I lived out there. Then I moved back 30 years ago, and the property I own, we pay taxes on it, and all the rest of the system. Please see what y'all could do to give the community of Castle Heights some relief. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.